I don't know if there'll be an opportunity for this later on, but I just want to share. It's something, if we keep our eyes open, we see God working in small ways and then suddenly perhaps in big ways. I had a fantastic moment earlier this week. I was actually in the Red Lion pub. Yes, yes. And that was fantastic. No. And I got into conversation with someone. And there, in the middle of the Red Lion pub, I prayed with him. That was so fantastic. It was so exciting. A bit scary the first time. But people do respond so well. If someone's going through a difficult patch or looks a bit down, don't be afraid to say, well, would you mind if I prayed for you? And if they say, well, I don't want it here, you say, well, I'll pray at home. And I just people are not going to throttle you if you offer prayer. And any of us can do it. Any of us can do it. Anyway, that's just an exciting bit during the week. Now, I've got a document here. Anybody know what it is? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they say. Seen those. Vehicle tax reminder. I've got until the 31st of this month to... Well, you don't get the discs anymore, do you? But I've got to do it. So I'm doing it on Friday, 29th. I'll either go into the post office or I'll do it online and it's done instantly. So I'm not worried about that. I'm doing it on the 29th because that's when my salary comes in. Sorry, stipend. I don't get paid. I get a stipend. It's one of the... There is a deadline. I've got to do it. Or have you seen those other deadlines that we get? They're offers. That's a threat. This is an offer. Half-price sofas. Get them quickly. Save £365, for example. Buy it before Tuesday. Offers end Tuesday. They don't tell you that they start again on Wednesday. But they do, don't they? I'll be honest. I haven't rushed out to buy any sofas because of that. But, you know, they are... You get an offer. There's an offer made and there is a deadline. Out of interest, we've been warned several times. It's a repeated warning. We get it through the news, through different media, that unless we change our habits, the climate in the world is going to get hotter and hotter and will cause untold damage. I don't know. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. But and it says we've got to do this by a certain date. We've got to make sure that the temperature doesn't go up more than 1.5 degrees or something on average by, is it 2050? I can't remember. Has that had any effect on us? Do we, perhaps one of David Attenborough program that focused on plastic, has that had any effect on the way we use things? Are we more careful? I don't know. But there is, it's like there's a cutoff date. There's a warning, and we've got to have done something by. We can ignore it. I'd like to ask a question. What if you got information that said you had just inherited £250,000? That's quite a nice little sum, isn't it? £250,000 to get it, and you have to do it by a certain date. You go to a court, not just, you know, the shop round the corner or to someone's private address, but you go to a court where we all know that Susie used to be a magistrate, but it's something like that. And we go there and we talk to the Solicitor General or whoever there, and we have to sign a document, and they will give us a check for that money. So it's all above board. But you have to do it by Friday. How many of us would go to the court. Some of us, it's interesting, some of us wouldn't go, but it's a genuine offer. It's a genuine inheritance. We weren't expecting it. We're going to a place where it's absolutely safe. We can't be diddled. It's not a way of give me your bank account details so I can drain it. Absolutely safe. What a wonderful offer. Do it by Friday. Interestingly, that so few of us would do it. Why, I wonder? Why are we so dubious about a genuine offer? That we've got all the safety of the police and everybody. You could take a lawyer with you to make sure it's done. How many, there were half a dozen hands went up. Some were almost out the door, but it's interesting. A huge, fantastic offer like that, but not many of us wanted to take it up. We've got, in our readings today, we've got an offer and a warning, and both of them are time-related, time-limited. That first one, the offer, come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. That's a great offer, and it's even better when we know that that offer was made for a people in exile, a long way from Jerusalem. The people of Israel separated a long way from where they believed that God lived. The people of Judah, of Israel, were desperately thirsty for a chance to worship God. We know that psalm, don't we? As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? People desperately. You know when we're really thirsty, how water, a drink, just makes us feel so much better. I mean, you may think that a silly example, but just the other day, Barney, our dog, I'd forgotten to make sure his water bowl had water in it, and it was dry. And then I noticed it, filled it up with water, and he drank almost half of it. He was so pleased to get it. That's how these people were feeling about God, that they couldn't, there was a desperate yearning for the temple and for God in Jerusalem. In Psalm 137, by the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? Isaiah was speaking at a time, or of a time, when the leaders of Judah, including the religious leaders, were all in Babylon. Now, Babylon was about 1,700 miles away from Jerusalem. That's like, if you were to go, I think, about the shortest route from Land's End to John O'Groats and back again. Now, we can do that in a car or a plane or whatever, or train. And we can do it if it's a plane, there and back in a day. But train or car, we can do it in a few days. 1,700 miles on foot is a long time to do. They were miles and miles away because they thought they were out of God's reach, the Lord's reach, because they had a very local idea of the power of God. The Lord, as sometimes we sing Jehovah or other Yahweh, he was powerful in Jerusalem. But we're in Babylon. God has no power there. It's like saying, well, God is working in Chesterton. Here, he's the God of Chesterton. The Lord is the God. But you go to Cardiff, and sorry, he doesn't have any influence there. I'm not saying that's true. But that's how some people, that's how they were thinking. God is powerful here, but we're over here, so that we're stuck, we're lost. The people in exile thought God was out of reach. But Isaiah says, no, that's not true. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. There they are in Babylon. God is near in Babylon. God is near in Beijing, in Venezuela, in Moscow, in Washington, in wherever. God is near. And God is near whatever the circumstances. They thought they were in absolute dire straits. Dire, awful situation. It was a bad situation, but God is near. And God invites us. He offers us far more than the bare necessities of life. If we're thirsty for water, that's great. But he also offered wine and milk, far more. And to eat the, you will delight in the richest of fare. Jesus repeated that offer when he said in John 7, he said, on the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and life in all its fullness. No one and nothing else can satisfy or meet our needs. Why spend money on what's not bread? Your labor on what does not satisfy? And yet we do. Yet people do. They have this thirst for God, and they try and slake their thirst with something that isn't, that won't work. But come all who are thirsty, because the offer is open, and the offer is open today, but it is time limited. Hebrews 3 verse 7 says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. And a chapter later, God set a certain day, calling it today. This he did when a long time later he spoke through David, as in the passage already quoted. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. There's a limit to the time. This offer is time limited. Again, in that Isaiah 55 passage, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Perhaps suggests there is a time when God may not be found, when God may not be near. And that's emphasized even more in that parable that we had in Luke, where the owner says, go on, cut this tree down. And the gardener says, no, give it one more year, and I'll look after it and try and get it to do something. If it doesn't, okay, cut it down. That's the warning. That's the warning. If we don't accept the offer by a certain time, the offer is removed. The offer of abundant life with God is made thousands of times in the Bible. There's no situation too grim for God to invite us. But the offer is time limited. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Come to me, says Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavily laden, and I will refresh you. Come to me, to the living water, and living water shall flow out of you. That's the offer. But there is that warning. If it doesn't bear fruit in a year, cut it down. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Today is limited. So let's not put things off any longer. We come to Jesus. We start spreading, because when we come to Jesus, we start spreading the news. And we start spreading his influence. Just as David, the king, started spreading the rule of Israel and therefore of God as he conquered physically other countries. We, in the name of Jesus, we conquer spiritually. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Come, all you who are thirsty. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord God, for that amazing offer that you make. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you said, come to me and receive the living water. And so you, and then in your word it explains that that's talking about the Holy Spirit. And so we come to you and we ask you to come to us. Come, Holy Spirit, pour yourself over us. Fill us with yourself. Satisfy our every need. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.